Superstitions haunt forest. With three Army helicopters crashing in just 8 days, questions are being asked as to whether the tragedies were the result of accidents, a conspiracy, or supernatural powers. A number of soldiers, officers, and civilians working or living in Gangwedang National Park, the site of the initial stranding of a group of officers, journalists, and encroachment suspects, which prompted the disastrous chain of fatal rescue and retrieval operations, believe bad omens are to blame. "The guardian spirits here are very fierce," said one resident of Ban Panung Tung village in Pechapuri's Gangwedang district. An Army pilot who was not connected with the three fatal helicopter missions said a colleague had told of a fortune teller who predicted the third crash. He said his colleague from Lopburi visited a respected clairvoyant on Saturday and was warned that a third helicopter crash would occur near the Thai-Burmese border. This was almost certainly a reference to Gangwedang, which runs right up to the border in Pechapuri province. In line with the prediction, a Bell 212 helicopter yesterday came down on the Burmese side, killing three of the soldiers on board and critically injuring another. This brought the tally of deaths from the three disasters to 17, following the five who were killed when a Huey helicopter crashed in Gangwedang on July 16th, and the nine who perished when a Black Hawk came down just over the border 3 days later. Referring to the fortune teller's prediction, the pilot said, "At first we didn't believe it, but when his prediction came true, we felt shocked." An Army Lieutenant Colonel attached to Gangwedang Special Warfare Camp in Pechapuri said the Tanausi Range in the national park comprised more than 300 densely forested mountains. He too believes in supernatural powers and said the camp holds a ceremony every month to appease the guardian spirits in a bid to ensure the soldiers' safety. Royal Thai Army Aviation Commander Major General Pitia Gwajangwon yesterday said several pilots held superstitious beliefs and the triple tragedy had badly shaken their morale. "We pilots must not be perturbed by those stories of supernatural forces at play," he said. "We must be mentally strong, as it is our duty to fly. If pilots fear, who will fly?" However, First Army Commander Lieutenant General Udom Deit Zetabut said the possibility of supernatural involvement should not be dismissed. Lieutenant Tanaratsi Pamoan, head of the helicopter repair unit, which is attached to the Army's flight center in Lopburi, said he was devastated because many of the officers who died were his subordinates. He said the crashes had left him feeling depressed and apprehensive about piloting helicopters. However, he assured he would put his fears aside and perform his duties if instructed. Gangwedang National Park head Chaiwat Limlikit Aksoan said he felt bad vibes were emanating from the forest. "I'm getting goosebumps. Everyone here is speechless," he said. Natural Resources Permanent Secretary Cho Da-chu attended a rite yesterday to present food offerings near Gangwedang Reservoir to ward off bad omens. But Jaran Kaunum, a forest ranger, said he did not believe in supernatural forces. He said the locations of the first two crashes are valleys with intense wind patterns, which could have caused the helicopters to abruptly lose altitude.